Repeat that. How many American?
There'll be about 200 military air crews on those planes, but no combat troops.
Well, how are they gonna? They gonna shoot the planes down? You mean that's the danger?
Well, we could lose some Americans if they shot the planes down.
That's right, sir.
But these will be given cover with T-28s and B-26s that are already in the Congo. And they would use these planes to go ahead of the drop and also to help them deliver suppressive fire if anything comes out of the ground.
Do they have any anti-aircraft?
We're not absolutely certain what is at Stanleyville at this point. They had some. Some of the anti-aircraft that they had at Stanleyville turned up in Bukavu, so we know that some of it was moved away, but we don't know what is there or who's there to man it. But these planes should... These T-28s and B-26s should be able to find that out before the paratroop carrying planes actually arrive on the scene.
A 1,000 men in the paratroop group.
That's right, sir. Now, this is a highly trained elite group. It's actually the Palace Guard in Belgium. And this is the best outfit they've got. The Belgians are very confident that if they get down and if they get there, that they will not run into serious problems. So they've had a lot of experience in the Congo, and they feel certain that, that if it is necessary to commit these troops, that the troops themselves will take care of themselves.
Where's Harriman?
He's sitting right here.
Does he agree?
Yes, he agrees very much.
All right, I'd go on then.
All right, sir.
Good night.
We'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, Bob McNamara agrees with this.
Yes, he does, sir.
Okay, go ahead.